With me tonight, and I'm going to show you in the Bible what you got to do to be happy. And it is not have $1 million. There's a lot of miserable millionaires. There's a, you know, somebody said, well, I'd like to try it. Well, I mean, we all would. But it's a proven fact. It don't make you happy. It's a proven fact. And somebody walked up to you and they said, just taking a survey, and they came to you at work, and they said, are you happy? Are you happy? What would be your answer? I asked myself that question. I asked myself, and my answer would be yes. There's things I'd change if I could. There's things I'd change in my own life, my families, and my kids, and everybody that if I could, I'd maybe do a lot different. But if somebody asked me, am I happy? My answer is yes, I'm happy. And I've been happy for a long time. That don't mean everything always goes the way I want it. That don't mean everything's perfect. But I'm a happy person. I run into people all the time, and I meet people, and they say, well, I'm just not happy. And it makes me wonder. You can be. I mean, if you're not, it's your fault. I talked to a lady one time. She's getting ready to leave her husband. I said, what's wrong? She said, I'm just not happy. And we've got this idea that if I didn't have this and I had that, it'd make me happy. Or if I had more of that, it would make me happy. And that ain't true. That ain't true. Let's see what the Bible says. Turn to John chapter 13, and we'll look here at a verse of Scripture tonight. And then I'm going to look to several more. So keep your Bible in your lap and keep it open tonight as we're going. This is a Bible study. Just act like we're in a big old living room here tonight, and we're just going to have a Bible study. So that means you're welcome to comment or whatever you'd like to do. John chapter 13, and look at verse 17. Everybody look at this verse here tonight. This is the words of Jesus Christ, so it can't be wrong. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. If you do them. Happy are ye if you do them. Now, to help me with this Bible study tonight, I need you to understand something. The word happy and blessed are many times used interchangeable in the King James Bible. Sometimes it'll say, blessed is the man, blessed, and then it'll turn right around and say, happy is the man. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Those verses. So a lot of times in your Bible, the word happy and blessed are the same thing. We usually think of blessed being, well, I got good health, I got a good job, and it is. And we usually think of happy as, you know, and you don't have to be giggling to be happy. And you don't have to be having a good job, good health to be happy. You don't have to have either one of them to be happy. You can be happy without laughing. And you can be happy without a good job. You can be, so you're blessed, all right? Let's turn to Romans chapter 7 tonight. And the first thing I want to show you is the man who's happy is the man whose sins are forgiven. A man whose sins are forgiven. If somebody walked up to you tonight and says, are you happy? What would be your answer? You say, well, Brother Danny, you're just saying that because you're preaching. No, I'm not. If you walked up to me tonight and said, are you happy? My answer would be yes. Is everything going like you wish it would? No. Would you change some things? Absolutely. Would you do things different if you had a chance? Absolutely. But I'm happy. I'm a happy man. I'm a happy man. I'm happy in my soul. Now, you know why I'm happy? My sins are forgiven, brother. Look at Romans 4 and verse 7. Blessed, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Now, joy and peace is what the world don't have. The average person, lives in guilt. You can't be happy living in guilt all the time. You live in guilt. You got to know that you're forgiven. I'm telling you, the first night I got saved, I've been saved about 2 hours or three, and I went home that night and laid down, and I remember I was 18 years old, and I remember laying down and thinking, man, this feels good. I'm forgiven now. I don't have to answer for my sins. They're gone. Hallelujah. If I died right now, go to heaven. This feels good. Now, the happy people are people that knows their sins forgiven. You know why? A lot of people get drunk and stay drunk, not trying to drown out their guilt. They feel so guilty. Feel so guilty all the time. I'll just take a pill and forget it. I'll just get drunk and forget it. The only problem is, instead of helping, that makes it worse. That makes it worse. I'm telling you, the happiest I've ever been in my life was when I was in church, knowing my sins forgiven, knowing I was right with God. Let me ask y'all a question. If I sit up here tonight and I said, don't you tell me the happiest you've ever been in your whole life. Now think, your whole life, I know exactly what I'd say. Happiest I've ever been in my life was some revival meetings when everybody was shouting and people was getting saved, and I felt like I was walking that high off the floor, and I'm sure you'd agree with that. I'm telling you, you just can't beat being in the heavenly atmosphere, enjoying the things of God. The flesh ain't got nothing to compare with that. The world ain't got. Somebody said the happiest I've ever been was I went to Disney World. You must live a bad, awful, miserable life. I'll never forget the first time I went. First time I went to Disney World, Carrie was 4 years old. We took her to Disney World. And I'm telling you, I drove several hours that morning, and we got in there, and I was already mad because I had to pay so much to get in there. That was a long time ago. It cost probably 10 times that much now. And I got in there, and I drove at 6 o'clock that morning. We stayed in there. You know, you go one day, you redneck from North Carolina, you want to get in every bit of it, get your money's worth. We went to everything, trying to ride every ride, see everything. Now about 6 o'clock that evening, she was just like this. She couldn't hardly walk. I put her on my shoulders. I wound up carrying her on my shoulders about the last 4 hours. And then we had to drive back wherever we were staying. I'm telling you, I had the worst headache. I thought I was going to die. And I remember, I was just 3, 4 years old, something like that. And I thought, good Lord, I paid to feel like this. And I mean, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. It was awful. And I tell you, I've had a whole lot. If you'll think about it, you tell me, when's the happiest you've ever been in your life? The happiest you've ever been in your life. Now, I know maybe when you got married, that was a very happy day. When your baby was born, that was a very happy day. But I still believe when you're with all your family and all your family's saved and you're in a good Holy Ghost service and the power of God's moving, there ain't nothing like that.
That's right. Amen.
I ain't never seen nothing like that in this world. I ain't never seen nothing, experienced nothing like that. Blessed is a man whose sins are forgiven. Amen. I heard about this guy. He was crazy. They had put him in an institution. He had lost his mind, and he got loose one day. And he wandered out in the woods, out in the country somewhere, and he went up to this old abandoned mine shaft. And there's an old abandoned mine shaft there, and he was looking down in it, and he was hollering, "Down he goes! Down he goes! Down he goes!" And they thought, "They're just a crazy person up there hollering, 'Down he goes!'" And they found out that fella, years ago when he was young, killed somebody. He killed a man, and he drug him up there and dropped him in that hole. And all these years later, he's up there saying, "Down he goes. Down he goes." And his guilt drove him crazy. He had to live in that institution. And I'm telling you, going around feeling guilty all the time, drive you crazy, people. It really will. Get that junk off of you. Get that sin took care of. Come to the altar and say, "God, forgive me, Lord, get it right. I'm tired of carrying this old heavy load all around." Do like Maze Jackson did that time. He said the devil got in the car with him one time and he's driving down the road and the devil kept saying, "You ain't no good, you ain't no good, you ain't no good." He said, "I slammed on the brakes, pulled over." He said, "I opened the door over and said, 'Get out, devil, gas is too high to ride you around.'" And that's what you got to do sometimes. Sometimes you just got to tell the devil to just go on and get this load off of me, Lord. Have you ever went to bed feeling really guilty over something you've done? Sure you have. That's an awful feeling, ain't it? But it feels good to get that off. All right? Let me show you another one. Turn to Psalm 119, longest chapter in the Bible. And I'll show you another way to be happy. Psalm 119, Great chapter about the Bible. The longest chapter in the Bible is about the Bible. And it said in verse 16, a man that delights in God's Word. That was a happy man. A man that said, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. You want to find delight? That's what they say a strawberry cheesecake is, a delight. Or what you call it? And chocolate. What you call that stuff they pour over ice cream? What you call them things? You pour, it's got chocolate cake and ice cream, you pour. No! You pour chocolate over it. Hot fudge cake. Hot fudge cake. Yeah, dumb, man. They say that's a delight. But you know what the Bible said? Delight thyself in God's Word. I like to read the Bible. You know who a happy man is? A person who can get up every morning and read this and delight in it. Not just saying, oh, Lord, I got a long chapter to read today. Let's get this over with so I can get out of here. Look here, watch this. Thy testimonies are my delight. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways. Thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes, Lord. Delight in that thing. Delight in it. You know the happy person? The person that gets... I don't know what your Bible means to you, but I tell you, there ain't enough money in this world for me to sell my Bible. I mean, if you know you could never see another one again. If you knew you could never read the Bible again or have all the money in North Carolina, which one would you take? The Bible. Don't try to be religious on me tonight. Tell the truth. You're crazy if you take that money. Buddy, you've got to have this. You have got to have it. And if you don't think that, your day's coming when you've got to have it. Listen to it and read it. Hear it. I just came through Exodus again. I'm in my daily, in my Old Testament reading. I'm in Leviticus now, but I just came through Exodus. I'm right on schedule, right where I need to be, and I love it. And I've been keeping up with my Bible reading every day this brand new year. I am in John. I believe I'm in John in the New Testament. And I am in Leviticus in the Old Testament. I'm sure you're ahead of me, aren't you, Phyllis? Where are you at, Phyllis? Oh, you one of them back and forward things?
No, I read 2 Corinthians this morning, but I don't start over in Genesis. So when I finished the 31st of December, I was in Psalms, so I just kept going on through.
Oh, okay.
So I just finished
2
Corinthians this morning.
Oh, okay. So you really didn't even read your Bible last year?
I did.
I'm just kidding. No, I know you did. I'm just kidding. If you start letting that get a hold of you, you delight in it. A happy man is a man that delights in God's Word. Not only reading it, but listen to it. Now look, people, instead of turning on the view, turn on some preaching. If you ain't got, and you can't get it on FM radio, and I mean they got some pretty good teachers on there, and they're all right, but Lord, it's like eating a piece of salad, and so when you could have steak. I got some preaching. If anybody in here wants some preaching, I'll get you some preaching. My buddy over in Tennessee sends it to me. We can copy it back there. It's on MP3 player. I got MP3 with 40 sermons on them. And I mean stuff that'll feed your soul. I mean, I listened to some last night, listened to one today. While I was getting ready for church tonight, I put on a preaching CD. Actually, it was a guy teaching, and he's teaching on Seventh-day Adventist and the difference between Seventh-day Adventist and a Bible-believing Christian. That was good. I learned some stuff. I learned some stuff that I didn't even know. And if you'll delight yourself in God's Word, I'm not saying you can't, everything on TV is a sin. I'm not. I'm not saying that it's you can't watch ball game or news or some show on TV. I'm not saying. But listen, spend more time hearing the Word of God. Hearing the Word of God. You can do it. Instead of just automatically turning on music, turn on some preaching. Can I say this? Christian music is good, and I love good gospel singing, but it ain't going to take the place of the Word of God. It ain't going to do it. I keep stressing it and stressing it, and some of y'all still think you can make it. Well, I don't read my Bible, but I hear it on Sunday. That's enough. It's not enough. Now, you need it every day, even so much the more. And you know what I can't believe? All the churches now that don't have Sunday night service or even Wednesday night service, and they say, well, we don't do that anymore. The Bible says the opposite. The Bible said in the last days we're supposed to have it more instead of less. Even so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hey, people, we don't need to be going to church less. We need to be going more. Amen? Get involved in everything your church does, like the sweetheart banquet, like the bus ministry, like everything. I'm a part of it. I want to do it. You need all you can get and delight yourself in the Word of God. It convicts you. It'll comfort you and that. All right, let's show you another one. 1 John chapter 3. You are welcome to comment. You can interrupt me if you want to. 1 John chapter 3. And let's look here in a verse of Scripture here tonight. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22. Here's another way to be happy. And whatsoever we ask, 1 John 3:22, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. People say it don't matter how you live. It sure does. Keeping God's commandments the best you can, living right, treating people right. When you mess up, fix it. The world teaches the opposite. The Bible teaches that if you'll keep God's commandments and live right, you'll be happy. The world teaches if you keep His commandments, you'll be miserable. They say the only way to be happy is shack up, get drunk, party, live it up, enjoy the flesh. And the Bible says the very opposite. The Bible said if you live like that, you will not be happy. You won't be happy. Your way of transgressors is hard. Somebody's wrong, buddy. Somebody's bad wrong. Let me ask you a question. All right? Let's say you took 1,000 people in Hollywood or anywhere, New York, people that make $5, $10, $15 million a year, movie stars, athletes, professionals, and you put them over here. All right? Then you took 1,000 real Bible-believing Christians over here. People from up in the mountains, old grandmas, preachers, people that love the Lord, read the Bible every day, pray, try to live right. All right? Let me ask you a question. Which group would have the highest suicide rate? There ain't no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. When somebody says a high suicide rate, they never mention Bible-believing Christians. Oh, they mention crazy cult people and people who are in religion, but not a Bible-believing Christians. The suicide rate of Bible-believing Christians is almost zero. Now, it does happen. The devil can get a person down. The devil can jump on you both feet, and you can lose everything you got, and the devil can trick you. But it ain't 1/50th what the suicide rate in this group is. Not a 50th. Which means this. Which one's the happiest? They are, which means this. Are you happy trying to please God, or are you happier trying to please yourself? Now, you ought to get that. You ought to get that. You ought to understand that. That ought to sink through your head. I think sometimes young people really believe, I'm never going to be happy until I get out of this. Get out. As soon as I get old enough, I'm going to live like I want to live so I can be happy. You got it wrong, kid. The devil's done sold you. He's done throwed you a curve. Them people's always doing something. I was at the store, and I saw this I don't know where I was. Store, checking out somewhere, convenience store or something. And I saw, you know, the magazines there. I know you ain't supposed to, you can't help but look at them stupid things. I'm standing there, and I go. I'm going to start reading all them. It's crazy. And it said that the man who's the man of the Kardashians is turning into a woman. I see all y'all nodding your head. You must keep up with him pretty good. He's turning into a woman. What's his name?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce. Yeah, Bruce. Bruce Kardashian. Jenner. Bruce Jenner's turned into a woman. Now, I have seen a little bit of him a time or two, and he don't have far to go to be one. But he honestly think that's going to... Honestly, oh my goodness. I know we laugh, but my heart, I feel sorry for the poor fellow. Amen, Sister Brandy. That's right. That's right. It is abomination. Now what? Listen, if you're so miserable that you think... Now look, a man's got to have money. He's got to have money. Would you say he's a millionaire? Are you kidding? There's no telling how much money he's got. But he's not happy. He's married to Kardashian, and they can do it. Also, he can have any other woman in Hollywood about it he wants. And he says, I'm not happy. I want to be a woman. Maybe that'll make me happy. Hey, you think he'll be happy when he turns into a woman? He's a gold medalist. What did he do?
He was a runner in, I think, 76 Olympics.
God, something sure happened to him. It's cold in here. You're kidding.
He's
on the Wheaties. He's on the Wheaties box. Now he's on the Fruit Loops. That's awful. I put him on Fruit Loops now. I don't mean to make fun of the poor fella, but he thinks that's going to make him happy. You think? God, that's hard for us. That's hard for us. That's what people out there are doing. They're popping pills. All them young people out there, the Britney Spears, people like that, they're not happy. We went to Gatlinburg. We went in that little Bible museum over there, and this guy's really got a neat little Bible museum, really does. He's got all kinds of old Bibles and stuff like that. Well, this preacher come in, he'd been preaching about 100 years, and he started talking to me and Kelly, and he was saying, and he started telling us all this stuff, and he said, he had a big picture of Billy Ray Cyrus on the wall, and he said, now I married Billy Ray and his wife. I said, really? He said, yeah, I done their wedding. I said, Miley Cyrus, mama? He said, no, his first wife, evidently, her mother was his second wife, I'm assuming. But anyway, he said, I married her, and he said, Billy Ray'd stop by every now and then, who used to come through Gatlinburg, and he said, he now is regretting raising her as he did. And deep down inside, wishes that she hadn't turned out like she's turning out. And he said it was her mama that was really pushing this, you know, this career stuff. Now, I want to say to you tonight, y'all, don't be deceived by that stuff. It ain't going to make you happy. Will not make you happy. If you got a big, high-paying job and you started making six-figure income, making $200,000 or $300,000 a year, and you was able to move up to the big neighborhood and all that, praise God, there's nothing wrong with that. If the Lord blesses you with that, praise the Lord. But don't think it'll make you happy. Don't you think that? It won't. There's more cussing and fighting going on in $500,000 homes than you'd want to know about. Murder. Murder. Like the old preacher said one time, he's walking down the road and he said, you see that old... See that old drunk laying there in the ditch? He's gone to the dogs. See that old rich lady up there in that million-dollar house drunk? She's gone to the devil. Same thing. Same thing. They just got more sophisticated ways of sinning. Same old sin. Same old sin, brother. Gets them rich people as get them that's down out in the gutter. They sniff airplane glue and they pay $10,000 a night. But it's the same old sin. Same old sin, and it won't make you happy. Amen. We ought to pray for those people. A person that wins souls and pays their tithes and lives right and treats people right. I'm going to tell you, buddy, I've been in the hospital with them. I've been in the graveyard with them. And I'm telling you, it's a good feeling. People sit down there and say, preacher, he always paid his tithes. He always lived right. He always served God. And he died a happy man. It's a lot different than people sending over a casket, weeping, crying, not even knowing where their loved one went. A lot of difference, buddy. There's a lot of difference. Amen? So don't think, you've heard me tell before, I don't know if I get through this or not. Well, if you want to say something, raise your hand. But My goodness, how can a man be an Olympic runner and then turn into a girl? That still won't get out of my head. I heard about that man, that old lady. I told you I was at this man's office in Asheville, businessman. And he had this big old quilt on the wall. It was beautiful, beautiful quilt on the wall. I said, man, I like that quilt. You don't see many of them like that. And he told me this old woman's name. I can't remember her name. He said she stitched that quilt and made it. And he told me her name, and he said that's all she did. He said she made that for me. He said that woman was like 87, lived up there in Kingsport, Tennessee. And I'm telling you, it had little bitty squares in. Lord have mercy, it must have took forever. Y'all seen your grandma? Y'all seen your grandma quilt? And my grandma used to do that. You go in the living room, you couldn't even go in her living room. It'd be a rope coming out of that corner, and a rope coming out of that corner, and a quilt hanging there in the middle of the living room. The kids would run underneath it. How many of you ever seen them do that? Most of you have. Well, he said that woman quilted, made them quilts, and he said she put them on that wall. And he said that old woman lived in a house up there near Kingsport. Said she never, ever, one time in her life, even left the state of Tennessee. Never got to travel. Never got to go nowhere. And he said she'd sit up there on that porch and read her Bible and pray and make them quilts. And she lived there, clean air, clean water, no traffic jams. No car accidents down in Florida. Sat there, ate biscuits and gravy, made quilt and talked to Jesus, and then fell over, died, went to heaven. Amen. You could have a worse life than that, people. Amen. Life could be way worse than that. Well, I mean, she wasn't in the rat race. You know who wins the rat race? A rat. Listen, that woman, she had the victory. Amen. She had the victory. Hallelujah. And we're living in a society that teaches you get more, get more, get more, get more, grab this, grab that. And there's nothing wrong with working hard, and you ought to try hard, but don't get it in your head that that's what's going to make you happy. Thank God if you make good money. Pay your tithes and support missionaries and buy a church bus. Hallelujah. But that ain't gonna make you happy, the money itself. Okay? Anybody, right quick. Yeah. Is that right? That's what their definition of being happy. That's true. That's true. And what they're really saying is doing stuff for other people, not yourself. That's what they're saying. Yep. I've always believed that. I've always believed if you're depressed, you know what you ought to do if you're depressed? Go on bus route Saturday. I'm serious. I mean that. When you get out there and you start trying to encourage somebody, and like that man we went and seen the other day, and his wife just died, and he's sitting there crying, tears dripping down. But listen, by the time you leave a place like that, you're feeling a little bit better about yourself. Thank Lord of God, I ain't bad off as I thought I was. Amen. That's right. But if all you do is sit there and watch TV, and you're sitting there and you're ugly and broke, and you're sitting all them pretty people on there, and they're driving limousines and drinking champagne, and you think, poor me, I'm in bad shape. I mean, it'll mess you up. It'll mess you up. You'll start thinking, everybody in the world lives like that but me. And the truth is, ain't that many of them live like that. And they're getting paid to act like that. As soon as the camera goes off, they're miserable too. More miserable than you are. Anybody else, right quick?
My dad used to tell me when I'd get feeling down and stuff that feeling like, oh, you know, I got it bad. He'd say, listen, boy, some people's got it better than you, some people's got it worse than you.
That's right.
And one day it hit me, you know, as bad as I had it, or I thought I had, there's those people, you know, it's living on the streets. Well, at least I have.
Amen.
Food to eat.
Amen. I used to make my girls when I was little go on bus ride. I made them. And they didn't want to. And I'd say, you're going with me. I'd take them to the worst places I could take them. And say, look here. I'll shut your little mouth. Hey, man, you whine and ran. You ain't got this and you ain't got that. And I think it had an effect on them. It had an effect on them. And she's right about compassion. And that's just the world's definition. They don't even know how Jesus can flood your soul. I'm telling you, I remember I'd go on a vacation, or we'd go to Florida, Gatlinburg, somewhere, and I thought, man, I'm just going to kick back. We're going to eat out, and we're going to eat seafood, and put my feet in the ocean, and we're going to relax. And I like to do that. That's fun. I enjoy it. I like sunshine. I like the coast, as Christians are supposed to like. I like it. I think it's beautiful. I like it. But good night. About 2 days, and I am bored out of my mind. I can't. I think, golly, there. You know what I'd rather be doing? And I think, man, I'm ready to get in revival somewhere. And I go to revival, and I fast and pray, and I work hard, and get up and scream my head off, and I'm soaking wet with sweat, and somebody come get, and I feel better. You really do. You really feel better doing something for somebody else than you do just trying to do something. I'm not saying it's wrong to take vacation. Take you one. You need a time of rest. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but it ain't going to make you happy. It won't do it. It might help you a little bit, but it won't make you happy. All right, anybody else? Right quick.
Brother Danny?
Yes, sir.
One of my favorite days of the year, I was born on May the 26th. February the 7th, 1971, coming up Saturday. I look forward to get more than any other time of the year, the day I was led to Christ.
Amen. Amen, brother.
My favorite thing to do was always play lead guitar. And that one day I had one of the finest bands at the crossroads you ever seen. And all of a sudden I pulled over that track, said to Christ, and can I go in this place? Well, I've got to pay these men off. I had a place of 1,200 people in it, just jumping up and bowing for that stuff. And I love to do it.
Yeah.
But the second after I got saved and just called on his name, beside the road where we were, I'll have to buy me a Bible. Well, the pastor never asked me, did I have a Bible? Did I own a Bible? I didn't even know where I'd get one. So what give me the thoughts that I need one to find out what you can do?
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Band off right down with 1,200 people in place, and every musician behind him would have given their right arm to have had that job. Place closed its doors 1 year after I quit.
What about that? It's like Reggie. Y'all heard Reggie's testimony. He's out there in Hollywood. Had a black Elvis act. I mean, he can do it too, buddy. I mean, you close your ears and eyes and think you're listening to Elvis. Close your ears, you know it ain't Elvis. But if you just listen to him, you think it's Elvis. And he was good at it. But he when he got saved, he said, boy, this is better. This is better than whatever I had there. And please don't sit there and think, yeah, you're just saying that because you're the preacher and that's your job. Tell us we're happy, whatever. I'd love to be out. I'm telling you the truth tonight. I'm telling the truth tonight. You've got a peace and joy and happiness down in your soul that them people riding around in Chicago right now hunting dope ain't got.
Amen.
You got it. And you better thank God for it. You better thank God for it. Blessed is the man whose transgressions are whose iniquities are covered. Transgressions are forgiven. We'll have to finish this later. Anybody else got a comment or a testimony or something you ought to thank God for right quick before we go? Anybody? Go ahead, brother. Good to see you.
Thank God for being here.
Man. Boy,
I've been through hell. I love this church. I've been wanting to come over here and join the church. And the devil just kept my mind on telling his name. He just tried to keep me out of it.
Mm. Amen, brother. Amen.
I don't care what you out there. You got to crawl up my daughter, show them that pride. I'm going to put the pride on my knees. That's what they're going to do. Get down my knees and beg you to come up here again.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah. Amen.
Don't waste no minute when he comes to the hospital. Don't waste one minute.
Praise God, brother.
One minute. You can be
Amen, brother. Amen, brother. That's good. Thank you, brother. We appreciate these folks being with us. He knows Jim, don't you? You know Jim. He knows Brother Jim from Florida. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Hitman, hallelujah. That's a blessing. Hitman, hallelujah. Anybody else? Right quick. Woo! Hallelujah. He is good, ain't he? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else? Right quick. Come on, sister. Amen. Amen. I've been in one smoky rooms and I didn't get healed. Different kind of smoke, huh? Amen. Anybody else? Go ahead. You know Jim, don't you? That's Jim's brother, y'all.
I got to say this. Hey. I've been asking God, I'll put a fleece out. What do you do is you can put a fleece out. I said, well, I will. I said, what can I use for a fleece? I said, well, the Lord said, well, there's the Amazing Grace Wild Wind Mule Land. That's what I want to like my funeral. And I said, well, I put a fleece out. I said, God, sing one of my songs, what church I want to be in, you know. And he said, up in the night, he sung Amazing Grace.
Amen. Amen, brother. God bless. They're friends with Brother Wayne. Brother Wayne just left today. He's going back to Florida for the weekend. He'll be back next week for the Sweetheart Banquet next weekend. He's got some doctor's appointments to go to. Anybody else? Right quick. Brag on the Lord. Praise God, sister. Amen. He sure is. He sure is. Anybody else? Get good in here now if you ain't careful. We'll have that more of that glory bowl.
Amen. I do get upset all the time because what's the devil do to
you? Amen, sister. Amen. Amen. That's right, Sister Brandon. What'd you say, Miss Barbara? What about that? Isn't that something? What's the secret? You know, it's being right with the Lord. Anybody else? Right quick. Well, praise God. Amen. I always told people, don't look at all the bad stuff the devil's doing. Look at the good stuff God's doing. It sure is good to have Brother Ray and Miss Teresa with us tonight. And Brent, I tell you, I love Brother Ray and Teresa. They mean a lot to me. They've been good to me. Brother Ray's been good to me. We've had a lot of good times together, and it's sure good to see y'all. My goodness, I love you. Anybody else? Brother Mike, somebody told me just a minute ago, did your grandmother? Tell us. Oh, sorry to hear that, Brother Mike. Have they done made arrangements or anything? Would you like to? Okay, well, just keep us informed of that. But Mike's grandmother passed away last night. Remember their family. Anybody else? Y'all pray for Jeremy. He's been having to work off down in South Carolina somewhere. And well, he really wants to be here. And he texted me and said he was trying to find the Bible on CD so he could listen to it driving up down the road. And he went and bought it somewhere and paid $80 for it. And said, I bet some of y'all could have found that a lot cheaper for him on eBay or whatever you can do. And but he said it sounded awful. Sounded like a bunch of nuts reading it. But then he finally got used to it. Said it sounded a little bit better. Anybody else? Right quick. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going. Well, I tell you, I hear that all the time now. I hear them refusing people because they didn't have... And then I hear other people, they every time they stump their toe and go to the emergency room and have surgery and everything else, and it's all free.
Yeah,
I think I broke my ankle a few weeks ago. Big fat guy fell on me. And they tried to talk me into going to the doctor, and I didn't. I wouldn't. It's feeling a little bit better now. But I thought, it's $800 for me to go to the emergency room because I work and have a job. Anybody else, right quick? I ain't going to the emergency room unless it's an emergency.
Remember my daughter in prayer. I figured she'd be healed by today, and I was expecting it. But she's still there, and nobody hardly knows where that's fine mentalis and her foot and seat. She's still there.
Amen. Let's remember his daughter. Anybody else? All right, let's stand, and we're going to be dismissed. After this, be sure and fellowship one with another. Don't miss Sunday school. Be here for Sunday school Sunday morning. You'll be blessed. You'll enjoy it. Let's all pray tonight, and I'm going to ask the Lord to help y'all. Y'all pray for me. Come up here and get signed up for the Sweetheart Banquet. If you're not on the list, we got to know how many's coming, who all's going to be here. Get on the list tonight, okay? Hey, let's all bow our head and pray. Scott, won't you dismiss us tonight? Everybody pray.